I've discovered this week that there's a policy being applied by the management in the Warden Service that they issue what is called a soft hat to them during their probationary period. Then, if they succeed in staying in the post, they're then issued with a hard hat. The hard hat being the preferred option, of course, because it's the same as the policewoman's hat. We now have a situation that we've discovered this policy because the council want to move back to the soft hat, obviously trying to skimp and save a few pennies. The council needs to sort this out. It's clearly discriminatory. You cannot treat one group of staff different than the other. This is the 21st century. They've got a council, they've got a HR department, they train their managers all the time on anti-sexist policies, and here's one that's staring them straight in the face. And we're still not getting an answer from them that they're going to stop it. So as far as we're concerned, we're now going to meet with our members on Monday night. We will advise, of course, our female members that they have, in our opinion, a legal course of action that they can take against the council. And we want this stopped, and we want it stopped now. And then, of course, on top of that, they can then issue an apology to their female staff for what they've actually done.
And a situation was to arise, these women are not protected as much as men.
Well, that is an issue, but the more fundamental issue is this. There's nothing wrong with the hard hat that they currently have, and those that are probationary should be issued with a hard hat like everybody else. The issue is, why has somebody in the management team decided to implement this policy? We've already had the scandal of the council spying on their staff as a consequence of some management deciding to make changes to the technology without registering that. They've been caught out with that. They've had to apologise to all their staff about that. Here's another episode yet again. We'll be expecting them to apologise to their staff and bring an end to this discriminatory practice immediately. And they shouldn't have to have pressure from the union to do that. They need to do what's right. All the time at the council, they claim to have all the proper policies. But the sad thing is, policy and practice. Practice only follows their policy, only in the dictionary, unfortunately.
What's been the reaction of the female city wardens to this that you've spoken to?
They're quite annoyed and they're upset. They've been constantly getting the management told, we are quite okay with the hard hats that we have. We don't want any permanent soft hats. End of story. And what part of the English language do this management team not understand? No means no. And as far as we're concerned, we want them to act now to bring this policy to an end.